What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, the 1C12 with AITC Productions. And today is an actual special day. I decided to be, of course, the good daddy I am. No, I'm just playing. I wanted to bring my daughters on here. Today, I'm going to interview them. Just ask them some questions. Not really interviewing or anything of the sort. It's just kind of getting a better understanding as to the life of a teenager, basically. Of course, I'm joined by both my daughters. Say hi, girls.
Hey.
They're both 14 and 12. And the best thing about it is we're going to get into it. I'm going to ask them, just kind of see what's going on. It's the summer. You got to be able to take some stress off, just to be able to get anything that you have off your chest, So I'm here accompanied by my oldest. Starting with the oldest one first. Alleybug, say hi.
Hi.
And then, of course, my second oldest, Anishel, say hi.
Hi.
So let's get into it. All right. Of course, when it comes to being a teenager, do you think it's going to be easy or do you think it's going to be hard? Go ahead, Allie.
That is a difficult question because some people like to think it's easy and some people don't like to. Like, in my opinion, it's kind of the middle because some people you have to they have to think that you're going to be the best and you have to be perfect. And sometimes you have to be easy and go in order to be fun since you're a teenager.
And what do you say, Cheryl? What's going on?
I don't really know how to be a teenager yet since I'm going into it, but it's kind of hard. Because when you have a lot to do, and I heard that you have to carry all your stuff with you everywhere. It doesn't matter where you're going. And I think it's going to be a bit difficult for me because I don't know how to be one yet.
I can understand that. What I mean by a teenager is that you get to a certain point in time in your age that you're considered a teenager. Like, if you get over once it gets to that point of being 10 years old, 11 years old,
13.
You'll get into that point of where you're about to hit that teenage realm, that perspective, the different type of view that you will see if versus being a young kid or an older kid. Then a young teenager, and then a teenager, and then a young adult, and then an adult. It's always different for everyone. It's not the same versus you, Allie, versus your sister. Okay, even though y'all are only 2 years apart, it's still a different perspective. So, when it comes to school, see, I want you to answer this. When it comes to school, how is school for you? Like, is it different for you? If it's, is it in a good way, in a bad way? I mean, going into another grade, you're taking on a whole new different type of atmosphere. So how do you feel about that? And what is going to be your motive and goal for going forward when you go to the next grade?
When we're in class or we're in something, I'm in small groups and I'm very used to it. But when we get in big groups, I'm confused up a little because it gets harder on another level. But the other ones, they tell you the steps, they help you out when you need it. They don't have too many people on their asking questions and stuff or shouting out. They're calm and stuff, and that you can listen to music to calm yourself down and do your work easier. So going on to 7th grade is kind of hard because you might not get to do the stuff that you did in 6th grade.
Okay. So what about you? When it comes to you, Allie, what is going to be different? Because I know you're going to be going
9th grade.
So are you going to be in the 9th grade as far as in the middle school portion or?
In Jinx, the high school is 9th grade all the way to 12th. So I'm going to be in a whole different school. So in 9th grade, they have a freshman academy, and then they have 10 and 12. So
you mean 10th, 11th, and 12th?
Yes.
Because you have at 9th grade, you're a freshman. 10th grade, you're a sophomore.
Yeah.
11th grade, you're a junior. And then 12th grade, you're a senior.
Yeah.
So you're going to be going into a different atmosphere, correct?
Yes.
So with that being said, are you looking forward to it? Because I'm pretty sure you're going to have homework, but at the same time, you're going to be in a bigger area and you're going to be with a lot more people.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared because the atmosphere is going to be a whole different since there's going to be more grown kids that's going to be acting more mature or less mature, depends on how their personality. And then the campus is a little bit bigger. It's more spread out. So luckily, they don't have like 4 minute period time like the middle school does to get to a class.
Well, I don't know how it's going to be when it comes to that portion, but I do know that when it comes to the kids and so forth, yeah, you're going to have different type of, you're going to have a lot. You're going to have a different type of personalities. There's going to be people with all type of, let's just say there's going to bring a little bit something to the table. It's going to be a little different. What I mean by that is it's going to seem like it's overwhelming at first. But since you're taking this from 9th grade, that's kind of like freshman. That's like coming in to a school. But you're not going to have the amount of people that you have in your school now. This is going to be from the east and west side. So you may see people that you've seen that you ain't seen in a while. There's going to be people that said that they weren't going or didn't go back to school because they moved or wanted to come back for some reason. You never know. It's full of surprises. So all I know is that when it comes to both of y'all, you're going into a different atmosphere, a different realm of school. This is the next step for you being able to graduate. So keep strong, keep doing your thing. Don't let nobody get to the point. Shell, I know that we've actually dealt with in the past when it comes to bullying, when it comes to you being bullied and everything. Do you think that this is going to be the same thing or it's going to be completely different?
Maybe some kids might, but some kids might not. But we have an idea because I've been bullied like a lot of times and I don't get why, but it maybe is because they're maybe jealous or something or they're don't like who I am, because I am a very happy person and everybody doesn't like always happy people, but it might be different, but it might not be.
Well, I'm just saying, when it comes to that, always be yourself. Don't ever pretend to be anybody that you don't want to be to get attention or to get friends or to make friends or to have friends. It's completely different. Because you're going to feel very uncomfortable being somebody that you're not. I've always tell you girls, when it comes to being yourself, be yourself. Do not worry about what anybody says. If they say stuff, let them say stuff. People in this world even hate on grown people. It's a shame and it's sad, but it's the truth. There's a lot of people that really don't care for me and don't even know who I am. I don't really care about them. I really don't even pay them no mind because I'm at this stage of my life that I don't care. People can love me or hate me like a gun went on safety. And what that means, and I've said this before, when it comes to that saying, it's like you can love me and take me as I is, which you're safe. Or you can hate me and you can mistreat me. And then that's when I let it go. It all depends. You don't want to hold anything in. You want to go into a different atmosphere with your head clear, clean. That's why it's the summer. Trying to get you out of the house, trying to get you to do stuff. That's just basically what it is. Of course, I know being a teenager at the house is completely different at school. So I know when it comes to you, Allie, and when it comes to you, Shell, y'all tend to get a little stressed out because mom does ask a lot since y'all do have two younger siblings. I mean, yes, it's a lot. I understand that. I really do understand that. I'm the oldest, the living oldest out of three. Helping my mom, yes, sometimes you just want to do your own thing. You want to be able to just relax, or you want to be able to just be lazy or just not do anything. I understand that. But the pressure that a parent has, and to the certain extent of taking care, like in the mornings, mom help, when a mom asks y'all to help her get, you know, get the babies ready and everything, y'all waking up out of a dead sleep to actually help her. Period. I know that takes a toll, but y'all can easily go back to sleep after y'all get done. Some kids can't go back to sleep. Some kids have sleeping disorders. So it, you need to be thankful for what you have and what you are. Because who you are defines you as a person. People will see you as an individual and they will say, okay, this is Allie. I'm very proud of her. This is what she does. I've heard that through all through school for you when it comes to intermediate and also when it comes to going to the next level, leaving the school that you're at now. That's just the way it is. Your personality will literally let people see you for who you are. The same thing for Shell. Shell shouldn't even have to worry about trying to hold the expectations of you, because her expectations is going to be different. Her realm, her personality, her space is going to be completely different from you. Never compare y'all two together, because y'all are two totally different people. Just like me and your uncle. Me and your uncle is two totally different people. We did have to work out to make sure that we get along. I know sometimes y'all don't get along. And I know there's more maturity in one area versus the other area. That's the reason why you're downstairs, and that's the reason why you're upstairs. And there's nothing wrong with that, but to be able to interact with one another on a level of maturity, you have to bring yourself down to a little bit. Like when it comes to you, you're up here. Shell's down here when it comes to maturity. Until she can get to that level, you have to bring and meet her halfway. And she has to bring her maturity level up to meet you halfway. So y'all can have a decent conversation to where y'all can just chat about anything. Because trust me, being a sibling and having your sibling there is the best thing in the world. When it comes to your grandma literally taught me, your uncle, and your auntie that we are all we got. You can depend on people that says they're your friends and that they want to be in your life, but friends come and go. But when it comes to family, they're supposed to be for life. I know that we don't really hardly talk to cousins very much and stuff like that, but it's okay. We still see them from time to time. Even though it's very small, very limited, whatever. Things can change. You never know. When it comes to in-home, I know, Allie, when it comes to in-home, you have to deal with a lot of stuff. What is your intake on helping? I know you get to the point to where you don't want to help is because you have a lot on your plate. So what is to that extent? You got to be real with me, because if I'm here to literally talk to you and get some insight, not only will this help me let your mom understand, better understand a fact of what you feel and what you go through. And I'm going to ask you the same thing as well, Shell, but give me your intake on it first, Bug.
Well, when mom asks me to do a lot of things, I get stressed out because one minute I'm doing her thing and then the next minute someone's asking me to do something else for them. And like, since when school started and I went back, when I transferred to Chinese to French, for the beginning of the year, they were going to change me to Chinese, even though I failed Chinese, introduction Chinese, because it was online mostly. Since French, she kept giving us homework, so I couldn't able to help mom. And mom was always like, well, you need to hurry up and do your French so you can help me. And I'm like, I can't do that because French is a more complicated language to understand than original English, mostly. So it was hard for me to get things ready for the babies or put their bath ready while I'm doing my homework in the process of it. So it was like confusing and it stressed me out in the process, especially since finals was coming up too when it happened. So I was like way stressed out.
I can understand that. I can see that. Because I've went through finals before, and everybody knows finals is not nothing to play with. Because it either determines whether you pass or not. To a certain extent. Now, finals may be, I don't know, 75 or 85% of your grade, or 75, between 75 to 85% of your grade, but it's not everything. Of course, they take consideration of the stuff that you do, as far as homework, how well you do the homework, the little quizzes and tests that they have throughout the whole semester. So I can understand that. And have you actually tried to talk to your mom about it? Or do you need my assistance? Because if you ever need my assistance, all you got to do is come to me and say, Dad, can you talk to mom? I got a lot of stuff on my plate right now. Communication is the key. If you don't open your mouth, nothing will happen. Mom act like I can't help her. Hell, I can probably actually help her better than anything, to be honest with you. Because if you're busy and if you're focused on something, then you need to make sure that you stay focused on what you need to stay focused on. Because, of course, your brother and sister is not going to be, they're not going to be little forever. But at the same time, they will get on your nerves, especially if you have homework you have to do. Same thing that goes for Shell as well. When Shell gets to that point, because you mature faster, you definitely matured faster than your sister. Shell is coming, but she's at a slower rate. There's different type of things. I had to mature faster because I've had things that I needed to take care of. Now I'm to the point to where I feel like I'm almost at my peak, which means I'm almost at something that is going to be the best of me. I feel like I'm almost at the best of me. It may seem weird, but it's the truth. Because sometimes people don't know how to find themselves. They don't know how to figure out what they like. They don't know how to communicate. They don't know how to be themselves around people. There's a lot of things that we have to learn being humans. There's a lot of emotions that play in and definitely is involved in it as well. So I can understand that. Cheryl, when it comes to you, same question. When it comes to it, how do you feel when it comes to having the help your mom with your brother and your sister? Is it enjoyment to you? Is it to the point to where there's things that need to change? What?
It's not a lot to change. It's because, like, I'm the second oldest. It means that if Ellie has to do something, I have to do more stuff too. So we're both in the struggle. It's just when mom asks us to do something and we're in the process of doing it. And then she asks us to get a diaper or wipes or something, or like a bottle, and we're doing something else for you, or like something for you, and then she asks us for us. It kind of gets us confused because we're trying to do something for someone else and then do something for her and then do some others. So it gets us a bit more. But when she yells at us, it kind of gets us frustrated because like we're trying to do stuff for her as fast as we can. But when we're trying to do it in the process, she gets mad because she can't get sleep or anything.
I don't really think it's the fact of being mad. I think it's the fact of being overwhelmed. You girls got to understand that when you're taking care of little kids can actually require more, if not all of your time. So if you have something that happened and something happens again, then you have to be prepared to be able to get that oops before you get anything, because that needs to be done. It's not more of yelling or anything of the sort. It's more of crying, and it's more of being loud for help. Because your mom can tell you to do something, then she tells you to do something else. Normally, if that's the case, I can sit down and talk to your mom and tell her, see, this is what's going on. You're going to have to take one step at a time, because you're doing a little bit too much as far as piling what needs to be piled on the girls onto them. If you ask them to do one thing, let them do one thing. But it's up to you girls to make sure that you actually do it in a timely manner. If we ask for a diaper or something of the sort, I don't want you to spend like 5 minutes when it should take no more than 2 or a minute to get a diaper or to get wipes. Or it takes no more than 3 minutes to make a bottle, but you're spending more time doing that because you really don't want to do it. It all depends on time as well. Because your mama's not getting stuff fast enough for her, which of course you know how impatient your little brother is since being a little baby. But at the same time, your younger sister, she doesn't require a lot. You could put her in the bathtub, she could play for a little bit. Me or mom would go in there and make sure she's washed up, get her out the tub. Whether it's you girls or whether it's us, get her ready, make sure she's lotioned down so she can get ready for bed. Same thing, you have to make sure you keep that line of communication open. Because if you don't, how are we supposed to know what you feel if you're not saying anything? And a lot of kids are afraid to say something because they either have a powerhouse in the family, such as myself, as far as making sure that things get done or making sure that things are taken care of. Like, I tell you girls, when it comes to getting stuff done, that you have, if you get it done in a timely manner, you will not have to worry about anything. Because you've played video games before, and you have too. If you play a game that requires you to do something in a timely manner, I guarantee you, you have to rush and get it done. It's a little bit of the same thing here. It's just the fact that you don't have upset people unless it's your mom. Or if I hear about it, then I have to actually come into play as well. Like, it all depends. I had to make sure I do stuff when I was younger. I was the oldest, so I was in your shoes, bub. Being able to have to take care of my sister and make sure that the house was clean as well. And I did it. I love making sure the house was clean, because if the house is clean, nobody could say nothing. I wouldn't have to worry about grandma being upset, or I wouldn't have to worry about, or I should say, my mama being upset, or coming home to a dirty house. Dishes was done before 9. And also, if they wasn't done right, had to wake up and redo the dishes in the middle of the night. Times have changed since me being back in my era versus you girls in this new millennium. Like, there's a ton of stuff that happens. There's a ton of stuff that's changed. There's a ton of stuff that's still changing. But as we both know, a lot of people tend to get upset about certain issues. That's why you can't talk about certain things, because people are very sensitive. Period. Back then, you could say something and it could just go into one ear and out the other as far as it being offensive. But you would know that they're either wrong or they're right. If they're wrong, you wrong. Go about your day. If they're right, oh yeah, you right. Go about your day. It's not very hard, but it is different in this time and age. If you ever need to open and say anything, you can come to me. Doesn't matter if I'm actually busy doing something or not. I have a pair of ears. I can hear you. I can multitask way better than your mama can, because she don't multitask. She don't like to multitask. If she multitasks, she gets to the point where she's like, you girl, she gets overwhelmed. Me, I can multitask with no problem. I can turn around, make sure that the bottles is taken care of. But my thought process, that's why I consider myself a very smart individual, especially in my time and age. I think about what is the most important thing, or what is the most easiest thing to get knocked out, so I don't have to worry about doing it. Like, I think ahead. I think probably about 7 or 8, maybe 10 more steps ahead in my mind, because that's the way my mind works. Okay, the babies have to take, for example, the babies have to take a bath, need a bottle, need to make sure their clothes is out so that I can get them to bed. First thing I would have thought is, what's going to stop me from coming back down here? Bottles. Make sure I make the bottles. Do what I got to do. okay, so now that I made the bottles, I got the bottles ready, put the bottles in an area where I know that's going to be, where he is going to be. Then the next thing you know is, okay, I got the kids. They got to take a bath. Okay, well, let me go ahead and put them in the bath. Let them splash around a little bit. Let me go get their clothes. Get their clothes ready so when they get out of the bath, it'll be easier for them to get lotion down and get clothes. Then I can go ahead and do the hard part. So I make sure I start with the most easiest and simple thing. Knock that out first, second, and then third. It's more like task. I put it in task. What is going to be the easiest thing for me to get done? What's going to be the second easiest thing to get done? What's going to be the third? What's going to be the last? What's going to be the hardest? It's just, it's all depends on the way your brain works. A lot of people think that multitasking is bad, or it they said it does affect you in some way. If that's the case, then I'll probably be brain dead because I do too much. I do a lot of multitasking. And the reason why I do is because it helps me get done of the things that I need to get done. So don't be afraid to actually talk to somebody and open your mouth and say something. Even if you have to come to me after you done came to your mom. Because your mom's going to have to understand. And I guarantee you, by me talking to your mom, she will understand where you are coming from, because she's saying it from a different point. She's saying it from not only her daughter, her kids' point, but she's saying it from her husband's point, which is also another adult. You got to think about some things. Also, when it comes to making sure that things are clean around the house, you have to prioritize what you're going to do first to make it easier for you. Because if you clean, okay, let me go ahead, clear the tables off, okay, clear the chairs off and everything first. Make sure everything is good and put in its place. If you can't find something to put it, get a box or get a basket and put the stuff that you know that shouldn't be down here in there. Then you can actually knock that out. Then work on making sure everything else is done, like the floor being swept or the floor being mopped, for example, or the stuff on the floor being picked up. Whatever's going to be easier for you. Me, I would actually sweep everything out in the open and put it in a pile. I put it in different separate piles so I don't have to drag the trash along the house and the floor. So this area will have its own trash, and another area have its own trash, and this area have its own trash. I will go through those trash and make sure, those piles, I should say, of stuff, and see if there's any clothes, any shoes. I mean, any clothes and shoes, any toys, any silverware, anything that we use, anything that we don't use goes in trash. Like if it's something simple, like a bottle, a glass bottle or something that had something to drink in it, or a cup, I will make sure that stuff is put over here so I can put it in the kitchen. That's what it is. So, one more question. When it comes to the summer, what are you expecting the summer to be? Shell, I want to start with you first. Like, what are you expecting the summer to be like? What do you want to do during the summer? Do you want to still relax and chill? I know that they have trying to get the pool open. The pool's going to be closed because of safety reasons. So, but anyway, that's beside the point. What are you looking to do this summer?
Maybe, like, do family-wise sometimes and, like, hang out with each other. Maybe talk or, like, have dinner with each other. Visit people and do video games and, like, movie night and stuff. Maybe a chill time and maybe let mom try to relax somehow with the kids bothering her 24/7, because she gets stressed out a lot when they're bothering her and she can't get her own me time.
Okay. What about you, Bug?
I want to hang out with friends this summer because I want to see people that I haven't seen for a while and just vibe, not just stay at home, not just sitting around cleaning house and being bored. Just to hang out with friends that moved or hasn't been in school for a while, so.
Okay, well, Shell, when it comes to that issue, I mean, when it comes to what you want for the summer, you gotta let your mom know. She'll come to me, and we'll take it from there. There's not one thing that kids don't literally, they don't think about is your parents is not always going to say no. Because you never know when your parents need a break as well. So bring something to the table for them to be able to think about. Because it may be a no today, that may not be a no tomorrow or the next day. Depending on the availability of families, of course. But you got to make sure that you open your mouth and say something. Suggest something. Because you never know what could happen. Like your mom suggested earlier, because I told her this past week about going to see the game tonight at Buffalo Wild Wings. And because the finals, the Warriors versus the Celtics is playing. So that's the last game until whoever wins the actual NBA championship. You know your daddy's a big basketball fan. Regardless, I'm going to watch it. I told her I want to see. I want to see what happens. So I thought that we could go there, kind of, you know, clear our mind a little bit, see what's going on with the game, and then take it from there. But we got to see what's going on first. Because I have something that I have planned for next week. I want to make sure I have the time and the money to do that. Mainly the money to do that. But y'all don't understand that it's very... Being a child is stressful. Because you also have things of being bullied, people making fun of you, homework, responsibilities. Of course, that takes a toll. But you also have things in your mind that you cannot... that you can control. But it gets out of hand a bit. Like, Bug, I want to ask you, have you ever thought about killing yourself?
Pretty much, yeah.
Shale, have you ever thought about killing yourself?
Sometimes.
See? And a lot of people don't ask their kids that question. So they don't know until it's too late. I don't want anything to happen to my kids, but at the same time, if you have something, you need to come and talk to me. Or talk to your mama. Or if not... If you know your mama, if you think your mama is not going to listen, bring her downstairs with me. I guarantee you I can get her to understand what's going on. Because not only, she's not going to always get what you girls are talking about due to the fact that she has a lot on her plate. If we get her mind clear to that point, then she would be willing to understand and take the time to see where y'all are coming from. Nobody knows that any child on this earth, any child, life is precious. Period. Because you never know who you're going to hurt in the future. Never know who you're going to hurt. Period. You may think that you're hurting, you're not hurting anybody, but you would hurt not only your family, but your friends. And even people outside of your friends. You make an impact, and y'all don't know it. Kids make an impact. Teens make an impact. Depending on who you are and where you come from, how big the impact is. As far as the atmosphere, as far as who you hang with, as far as your teachers, the teachers of teachers. Or I would say teachers and other teachers, I should say. You never know who you actually affect in a positive way. And then if they see that you're gone, then that brings nothing but sadness to that person. Not only do you have to worry about your friends and other people outside of your friends, but your family is number one. Because not only do you bring something to the table, and kids have to remember that they are definitely worth it, precious, special in every way. Because you get a lot of tasks and you do a lot of things doesn't mean that that family doesn't love you. There's some family that is a little bit more straightforward and crueler than others, but that shouldn't stop you from actually living your life. Because if you're gone, you're gone. No video game. You can't come back. And no telling what's going to happen after you are gone. Because the only ones who know what happens to them after they leave their body is the ones who's already left. And it's the truth. You want to be able to grow up. You want to be able to experience. Now, you have to look at the positive, because the positive have to definitely outweigh the negative. If you keep looking at the negative, you're going to think negative. If you keep looking at things that you think is not going to happen, which is still a negative, you're not going to think that there's positive things that can happen. A lot of teens take their life for a reason. But they take their life towards other people for no reason. Because that person's not even worth it. Period. You got to think of things like, you know what, I want to be able to grow up, drive a car, prom, dances, friends, relationships, college, leaving by myself or living independently as far as doing your own thing when you get to a certain age. Your grandma doesn't have no kids in her house. I was the first one to go. Then all of a sudden, it was your auntie who is the baby. Out of me and your uncle, out of all three of us, she's the baby. She left. Did what she had to do. Now she's married. Then after that, your uncle. Your uncle had to deal with what he had to do. Now he's out. Now he's going to be getting married later down the line, sooner or later down the line. Doesn't matter who goes first or who does anything. The only thing that matters is if you live your life, be proud of your sibling, and just enjoy, because life is way too short. If you let people stress you out, that's the only thing that you're going to get is nothing but stress. If you do not care, Cheryl, you say you live happy-go-lucky, right? Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then if that's the case, continue to live your life that way. If people don't like you, they don't like you. But I guarantee you, the people who does like you will not let you go. The fact that you're so sweet and kind, you're very calm. Shell is more happy-go-lucky, more spunky. You're more kind and calm and relaxed. I've talked to teachers for you, Allie, who tell me that you're basically the mother of the actual classroom. And it happens every time. They can't get enough. Even at Shell School now, I miss Allie. She was like the mother of the group. Every time. She always willing to help and take care of things and help her classmates out if they need help. Everybody understands her and everybody loves her. It's the same thing. It doesn't matter if you get that positive feedback or not. Yeah, it's always good to hear that positive feedback, but at the same time, you are you for a reason, and you are you for a reason. So when it comes to you, Allie, and when it comes to you, Shell, you are you for a reason. Of course, emotions is going to play in the tie, and you're going to be a little bit jealous of the person that you're actually siblings with, because they're getting praise and you're not. But you never know that it will come sooner or later. Period. There's a lot of things that your uncle and your auntie had to endure when it comes to me. It's same thing with your uncle, and same thing with your auntie. Your grandma literally calls us and tells us how good she or how happy she is of either one or the other. But she would call me, tell me how proud she is of your uncle, or how proud she is of your auntie. The only thing you could do is be happy for them. You can't be jealous of them. You know why? Because God gives them blessings, and He also gives you your blessings. So you have to mind that. You can't be jealous of a person. If you are, you have to change that. Because jealousy is nothing but a turn for chaos in the future. You can be jealous of somebody, and I guarantee you, you will act out or you will not communicate with people. That's why I always tell you to continue to be yourself, whether you think it's going to help or not. I promise you it will help. The reason why is I've been in high school. I've been in middle school. I've been in elementary. Growing up, I had to figure out who I was, but I was the oldest. So I didn't have an ally to help me figure out what I want to do or if I want to be me. It was me setting the example for my sibling, for my brother and sister, to make sure that that's what, you know, that's what I had to set the, I set the bar normal, which in reality, I set the bar high, because they called your uncle Little Chris. The reason why they called him that is because me and your uncle look very much similar. Me and your auntie looks very much similar. But your auntie set a realm for herself. She's completely different, as you know. And as you know, she's completely different. So she set her own to where people don't call her a little me or a little anybody for that matter. Because she's her own person. She don't care. Uncle is his own person. He didn't care to a certain extent because he wasn't me. And me and him is completely different. Like, I know I'm using a Ryu, I know I'm losing a Street Fighter reference, but your uncle is like Ryu and I'm Ken. It's just the way we interact. That's just the way we are. Don't be afraid to be who you want to be. Because if you be afraid to be who you want to be, you ain't going to ever be it. Because you're afraid of what everybody else thinks. You'll get to a point where you don't care what everybody else thinks. I don't care. You girls shouldn't care either. You should live your life one day at a time. Don't try to rush and grow up. Because if you try to rush and grow up, I guarantee you, you're going to be taking on a lot more than you think when it comes to being stressed out. Because some kids in this world at an age of 16 are either pregnant. If they're not still at home with their parents going to school, they're either pregnant with a child or they have to work and they're out of their parents' house because their parents kicked them out. So they ain't got no choice but to find a job. They ain't got no choice but to get their own car. They ain't got no choice but to learn the hard way of living. Because if you're in a parent's house that's willing to help you understand your finances, your responsibilities, and also the way and path that you want to go, I guarantee you it's going to be a lot easier than you trying to figure out what you want to do if you're out there by yourself. Some kids don't even talk to their parents. Some parents don't even claim their kids. If you have a parent, be happy for that. Some kids don't have both. Just FYI. I want to ask, is there anything else that y'all want that brings to your mind or anything y'all want to discuss? Open table.
No, I'm good.
Cheryl? Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead. End it here. Take it from there. Of course, this is your boy, the 1C12. With AITC Productions. Be looking out for some new music coming soon, which is going to be fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. Not only is my family going to be on them, but there's also going to be some other people as well that's going to be featured as special guests. So, we're going to go ahead and part ways for now. Again, I'm your boy, the 1C12. You have a good day, girls.
Bye.